This kind of tough talk by Zimbabwe officials has spurred more calls for military intervention against Robert Mugabe's government. But as the world's Jason Margolis found, there are many reasons foreign troops are unlikely to be sent in.
Zimbabwe's opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai was unambiguous today. Words of indignation from African leaders must be backed by military force.
The time for action is now. The people and the country can wait no longer. We need to show leadership in Africa.
But the question is, how likely is military intervention against Robert Mugabe?
At this point, it's very unrealistic.
That's Jennifer Cook at the Washington think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
First, the question would be, who would do this intervention? Are we talking about SADC troops, the Southern African Development Community troops, African Union troops, or UN intervention? All of those would require UN Security Council authorization, and that's very unlikely to be forthcoming.
That's because regional power South Africa, as well as China, have strongly opposed intervention in Zimbabwe. UN Security Council member China holds on to a doctrine of non-intervention in African states. South African President Thabo Mbeki has been reluctant to speak out against Mugabe, in part because Mugabe is a former hero of the independence struggle in Southern Africa. Still, even if China and South Africa were to agree to military intervention, who would lead the international force? Certainly not the U.S. or the U.K., says Tom Cargill. He manages the Africa program at the London-based think tank Chatham House.
The appetite for any kind of humanitarian intervention was badly damaged to the point of destruction by the experiences in Iraq.
Former ambassador to NATO Robert Hunter, who's now with the RAND Corporation, adds that Western soldiers don't belong in Africa.
I would keep the British out of it. They were the old colonial power. Every time the British speak up on this, all it does is help Mugabe in his own country. As the United States, I would keep our mouths shut as well, because we are seen as the country that was involved in Iraq. And let's be clear about it, another country that is primarily a white country.
Hunter says the Zimbabwe crisis is an issue for which Africans must take the lead. Specifically, South African President Thabo Mbeki needs to take a strong stand.
If the South African government said, your time is up, you've got to go, then the message would be loud and clear. And if he still digs in his heels, then maybe in terms of police or paramilitary or maybe even a force of the African Union. Most people would rather not do that.
And it's unclear if the African Union could do that. Richard Cornwell from the Institute of Security Studies says sending in enough African troops isn't even possible.
I don't think that the African continent has those sorts of forces available. You'll remember that the UNAMID force in Darfur is badly under strength. The AMISOM force in Somalia is only at about a quarter of its strength. African peacekeepers aren't coming forward, and the simple reason for that is that they aren't there. The outside world has expected far too much of African militaries.
And there's always a large risk, of course, with any military intervention.
It might even precipitate a more bloody civil war within the country, because it would certainly be resisted.
So, for now, that leaves diplomacy or tougher sanctions against Zimbabwe's leaders. A spokesman for the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said all possible solutions will be discussed in the next few days. But at this point, the next move in the crisis is up to Robert Mugabe. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.